Hi guys. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about the concept of respect. So as you know, in my first podcast, in my introduction, I said that I'm going to be talking more about culture, traditions, custom, and try to see really if there is some things that just we need to revisit, we need to question, we need to just be like, that doesn't work, you cannot do this, and then just like then work on ourselves and to be able to just at the end be better for ourselves, just be the best version that we can be for ourselves, because that's the only way for us to be able to move forward and just be living life more clearly and more freely and more happier, I believe. So today I'm going to be talking about respect. So the one of the reasons why I've been wanting to talk about respect is because is a major thing, and I think in every culture, respect is a very important thing. It's very like strict. It's very it's the number one thing that you learn when your parents tell you that like you need to respect them. Okay, they're your parents, they're your elders, and you need to respect them. So and then little on becomes more like what are the people you need to respect and how, and then at the end, how are you gonna get the respect back? And if you are in someone that should be respected. So yeah, the one thing here I have is I went to Urban Dictionary and I love what how they describe respect, and I didn't really want to go into looking. I went to look into the like normal dictionary, and it's just like those boring little phrase that says just stuff that you already know. But I'm not here to give you a class on respect. I just want to talk about it in the view of how it has been taught to us, or some people. I don't think everybody has been taught respect in the same way, and how it should be also to see if it's healthy. And like, how is respect for you? Is it healthy? Is it healthy in where you are? Is it healthy the way you're receiving it? Is it healthy the way you're doing it? So I'm just going to go over what I found in the Urban Dictionary, and then after that I'm going to talk about how, specifically for me as an African woman, how respect is being viewed and how it is, and also to see how we are, how can we make it more of a normal thing to be respectful to towards whoever, and for no matter what are your reason not to want to respect somebody, but how you still need to respect a person. Okay, so in the Urban Dictionary, respect number one here is treating or acknowledging people for who they are and what they are. Second thing is treating people in a dignified way, and how is it? Respect is, in a dignified way and manner. And third of all is give it to you have to have an attitude that is not like I have to get it first for me to give it. No, just have to have an attitude where you have to know that respect is earned. Is not owed to anybody. That's of the three things that I've got from the Urban Dictionary that I liked. So, if I go back on it, I go back on this last one that I just said, respect is earned and not owed is one of the things that I've struggled with in my life. Because when you are young, and especially if you grew up in a culture where you have to respect all your elders, anybody who is older than you, you owe them respect. It's not like they have to earn it. It's just that you owe them respect. You feel like it's almost, it's not, you respect somebody out of fear, not because you think that it is respectful to just respect somebody because you get that, you get the same treatment back. No, just because you are fearful that if you don't do it, you're going to be viewed or judged as the unrespectful kid. So that's how I grew up. Like, so I'm a very respectful person. I respect everybody, just like I said, that's how I grew up. But it never occurred to me that older people could be disrespectful too, towards younger or even older people. Because in our culture, respect is very, like, deep, is very strong. You respect your parents no matter what. No matter what, you respect your parents. Second, you respect your elders. No matter what, you respect your elders. There is no moment in between that where they teach you that you deserve respect. There's, like, nowhere. They just tell you from the moment that you start understanding what's respect, you need to know that the number one people you need to respect are your parents, and the second after that is elders, and after that, well, everybody else. But then there is no point in time where they tell you, they claim your respect, like, this is where you need to be respected, this is where you need to understand, this is where your respect comes from, or this is where you need to demand respect. Like, nowhere. Nobody has taught me to respect myself or to get respect, other than if I'm in a situation where I am the older. Yes, that's where I feel like, okay, here I'm going to get respect because I'm the older. But if I'm in a situation where I'm the youngest, I just owe everybody respect, but I can't really ask anything back. That's how I was brought up. And I know a lot of people might think, like, okay, but, like, nobody has to demand respect. But it's true, you can't demand respect. But thinking that you only respect and you don't get to be respected, that's very destructive. That's very hard on a person, thinking that you owe everybody respect but nobody owes you any respect. That's very hard, and it's very scary to live in life like that. I was a very shy kid when I grew up because of this, because I was thinking, am I respectful enough for this person? Am I respect? Because I was in a situation where there is always elder people, and also in our culture, like, elder people are the ones that are always right. They are the ones that tell you what's up. They're the ones that tell you you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you should do this. So when you think about respect in that way, that's when, if you haven't been taught that you deserve respect too, that's where it becomes destructive. That's where it becomes negative, because you just give, and you never get anything, and you just get okay with the fact that people can just disrespect you because you don't really deserve any respect. So, yeah, that's the one thing from this, where like you need to earn the respect, and not like the respect is not owed to you. Nobody owes you any respect. You need to be respectful. Yeah. So if you going to traditions and culture, is destructive to teach a kid that you owe respect to mom and dad and your uncles and your older cousins, you know, and also everybody else in the society that's just older than you. Is destructive because you're not teaching them the proper way to respect. You're just demanding them to respect this and this and this and this and this and this individuals. That's it, that's all you're doing. And having a culture where kids are, how can I say this, obligated to give respect in no matter what, that's destructive also because they've never learned to know their boundaries. They've never learned to express their boundaries. And it, because of that, they've never learned that they deserve respect. So that's where I think we need to go back and rethink our educational or our traditions with that in that area, the whole area of respect. Because for me, having two girls, I have two daughters, and I did not want them to feel like they have to respect anybody or everybody who is just older than them just because they're older than them. That's just wrong, because that's how you get kids being molested, being raped, because they don't dare to say anything because those people who are doing this thing to them are older than them. And then how dare can they dare to say anything to like to accuse people they're supposed to be respecting? That's where I see the destructive like connotation in here. That's where I see it, because that's what had happened to me. Kids will never tell you this person did something wrong to me when you've told them that they have to see them as the better person. Like, as the person that just knows everything. The person that they have to respect no matter what, just because they're older than them. So this is where I see the danger, because it happens in our African community so much that it just breaks my heart. It is disgusting to see. You see uncles that get their little, these uncles that see their little nieces and be like, "Oh, here, come and sit on my lap," and you see, she just goes. And she's not really comfortable with it. She doesn't want to do it, but because she doesn't want to disrespect the respect that she's supposed to give for the older person, she would not say anything. She would just go and do it. And then everybody else would just there and applaud and think that, wow, she's so respectful. That is so disgusting. It's so disgusting and it's wrong. It just, sorry, because I get very passionate with this, because that's where it comes from. And then you see these kids growing up with no self-esteem and no respect for themselves, like, whatsoever, because they were never that, like there were never been a moment where somebody told them that they deserve respect too from those older people. I mean, if we need to talk about respect, respect goes in both ways.
If a respect is one way, that's a dictatorship. It's not a respect, it's a dictatorship. Like those dictatorial country, that's where you have to respect things just because they want you to respect it. That's dictatorship, is not respect. So going on and saying what I'm trying to do, that's our traditions, that's our, we have to respect our elders. Yes, we have to respect our elders, but elders have to respect their youngers too. You need to respect, like, the kid. You need to respect them. If you see a kid that you call them and she, oh, come sit here, and she says no, respect them. She doesn't want to. She does not want to. Why do you feel like just because you're the older, whatever you say goes? That's not respect. That's dictatorship. It's not respect. I'm sorry. So, this right here, the whole respect thing, I feel like I'm over. It's way overrated in cultures that just put this as their number one priority to teach their kids to respect elders only, and that's it. That just, I'm so, it's all for me, because I see so many wrong that comes out of it. I see insecurities, I see rape, I see molestation, I see like a lot of destructive things that happen to kids that grow up in this environment because they have no other ways to do, and they cannot express themselves, because if they do, they're disrespectful. So I just want to know, what do you guys think about this, and how you guys think that we should approach this? For me, I honestly think we need to revisit the way we educate kids, no matter what your culture, about respect. Because we need to know that respect, it goes in both ways. That's what's respect. I respect you, and you respect me. And you cannot just expect respect from me. If you see me and you don't, you're just there because you're the older and you're just waiting for the respect. That's just like, it's an insult. If you see somebody and you just standing there and you think they owe you a respect, that's an insult to them, like an insult to their character, because you're already judging them, thinking that they might not be respectful. So for that, you're just gonna wait before you give them the respect. No, we should just respect each other from the start, just because you're human. No matter who you are, no matter what your age, no matter what your occupation. That's it. That's just what it should be like. I respect my parents. God knows. If you're an African, born and raised, you know you need to respect your parents, because your parents are God on this earth, and then you're their kids. But then, as a God, I mean, you need to show the example. You can't just be the dictator God that's just sitting there to dictate that I demand this, I demand this, I demand this. No, you can't be. So for myself, I can speak, I respect my parents, but if they come up with something that goes against what I feel comfortable with, I will tell them. But it's just now that I started feeling like that. I'm 27, and I just started feeling okay to tell my parents that no, that I do not want to do it. If they really, really want to force me into doing what they were thinking or saying, or accepting their view, I will tell them that that's respectful to me, because I'm telling them of how I feel, and they're just completely dismissing that by just bringing up the fact that I have to respect them. No, that's just something that we need to rethink and revisit, because that's not healthy to anyone. It doesn't bring anything good to anybody, because here, as I said again, it becomes a dictatorship, and there's the only person getting from it is the dictator, and that's it. So, yeah, before I talk too much, that's the subject I wanted to talk to about today, the respect. Do you guys feel like, or I can just leave you with this question, who you think deserve respect? Can kids get respect? Can babies get respect? Can teens get respect? Can young adults, can adults, seniors? Who's the most important? There shouldn't be no importance. There should be no rank, who's first, who's last. There should be none of this. There should just be respect, mutual respect. So I'm going to leave you with this. And let me know what you guys think about this episode. And see if there is anything that I should clarify, and see if I'm being too harsh, or if I'm a little angry, because I am a little angry, like, with this subject, because he has traumatized me and he has really caused a lot of suffering in my teen years, and a lot of self-doubt, a lot of like insecurity, just because of this fact of respect, just because of their respect. So that's why I kind of feel like I want to talk about respect. I'm very a little passionate about it, and I can like say a lot of things that might, for some people might like seem like I don't want to have the whole respect thing but going on, but I'm a very respectful person, so I would like to see if you guys there's anything you would like to so we can to approach me about, or if you guys are I don't know, maybe agreeing with it, and see what you think. And once again, thank you very much, and excuse my English if you I was stumbling in some words, or if some words were a little fuzzy. Let me know. I can always redo this one, or just explain myself a little bit further to see if people who didn't understand me could understand me. Thank you again, and welcome again to my podcast. Have a good day, or good night, or good evening, or good morning.